If you've been wanting to work with me one-on-one, this is for you. If you're an ambitious woman balancing the demands of motherhood and your career, or you're a business owner and you're done talking about your challenges and you are determined not only to find a solution, but to feel alive and energized while getting the support you need, I've got you. There's nothing more frustrating than asking for help only to feel like it's one more thing added to your to-do list. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/focus. Take 2 minutes, fill out the application to work with me one-on-one, and we'll be in touch. One of my strengths and what my clients always tell me is I have a gift of looking at your current situation and showing you exactly where you need to focus to get the results your soul is craving. My work is designed to empower women like you to reclaim your capacity, increase profits, and strengthen your relationships. Join the countless women already seeing incredible results. Picture having me by your side every step of the way, ensuring your success. Visit Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/focus, and apply today. That's heatherchauvin.com/focus.
Okay, I'm back. A walk edition with Heather. So you guys know who I am, and if you don't, welcome. This is where I rant and rave about conscious human beingness and conscious parenting and conscious business and conscious living. Mom is in control. I say this over and over again. It's not about you externally controlling anything. It's about looking within and saying, what do I have control over? How can I shift the way that I think, feel, all of that fun stuff? One thing that I've noticed in this world is a lot of sleeping people, a lot of giving up way too easy. When things get hard, we just don't want to do it. Running and hiding from the discomfort. Last week, and this is the first time I'm talking about this, so I know the women in the Mom is in Control Mastermind are going to be really excited to hear this, because I haven't really talked a lot about my experience at my writing retreat last week. Co-creating with this book, this thing that needs to come out of me. So if you've been a longtime follower, you've heard me talk about, I'm going to write a book. Last year in June, I went to Hawaii for a writing workshop, which really wasn't a writing workshop. It was more of finding out information about self-publishing versus traditional publishing and the route that I wanted to go. And I made a commitment to myself that if I went to this workshop, you know, traveling to Hawaii. Oh, sounds awful, I know. if I made that commitment to go, that I actually had to submit a book proposal to Hay House, which was the publishing company, and I had to do that. And so for me, this book world is a new language. It's something I'm not familiar with. A year from now, 5 years from now, I'll be like, oh my God, this is so easy. This is what I wish I knew. But right now, I just feel like I'm pregnant and I'm a few months pregnant and I know a baby's coming. I know it's got to come out somehow. I'm scared. I don't know how it's going to come out, but I do know how it's going to come out. The unknown is, I'm very curious. So making that commitment to go to that conference really had me thinking about, you know, writing a book proposal. And I was like, what book am I writing? Like, there's multiple parts of my work, which is conscious motherhood, like how to set up your day, how to, you know, be strategic in the way that you show up in the world. And then there's this aspect of truly seeing and understanding your children's behavior as a language. That's how I got into this, right? With my therapy and social work background, that is my genius. And that's why a lot of people come to me. But that's only one aspect, right? So it's like hiring a personal trainer and you're training in the gym and you're like, okay, well, now I need to worry about nutrition. So there's all these aspects to the wheel that I teach, which is why in the Mamas in Control Mastermind and how I coach people, it's all about looking in all aspects of your life, because too often people are being pigeonholed into this, like, okay, let's talk about meal planning. Let's talk about this. Let's just talk about business. But how can you talk about business without talking about work-life balance? Because you're going to feel burnt out in your business if you're neglecting your family, or, you know, if you're doing what everyone else wants you to do and you're not listening to what your soul is craving, how the fuck do you do that, right? So anyways, getting into this writer's retreat, I finally found a coach that I really connected with, and I will share her with you guys eventually. I've already discussed that with her. I just want to make sure that I'm further along in the process. And then, you know, someday I will interview her on the podcast or introduce her to you guys. But I'm still in the infancy phase. So once I'm in the more of like mastery phase of her work, I'm going to introduce her to you, and she's going to rock your socks off. But I found somebody, and I talk a lot about mentorship as well. Like, I have lots of mentors in my life. I don't just seek to find the quick fix. I understand that, like I said, this birthing of this book is new to me. I knew I needed somebody to guide me because I felt lost in the woods. So what I discovered is when I apply... I'm walking, by the way. I already told you that. So, of course, all these cars need to come by. When I apply my conscious parenting strategies to this book, the creativity flows out of me. Like, it's magic. It's very weird. So, during this week, we had a lot of free time to write. It wasn't very structured of like, do this, do this, do this. And although my brain wanted that structure of like, tell me what to write, tell me how to write it, you know, this is what I have now, tell me what to do next. There's a codependency on trusting somebody else that they know what I need to say. And the truth is, I realized when I was looking at this book, when I was looking at this outline, because I do have an outline, it was this power struggle. And this power struggle reminded me of my children. It reminded me of every day, the power struggle that we might have with, you know, that little critic inside of our mind, or our fear, or, you know, a defiant child, or, you know, a rocky marriage or a rocky business partnership. It doesn't matter. It's this co-creation power struggle. So instead of looking at this book in a way where I need to know, trying to control it, right? I need to know what the end result is going to look like. Well, do you know what you're going to feel like tomorrow? Do you know what your life is going to look like a year from now? No. But every day you show up. Every day you show up. You might plan, you might take certain actions. You know, you might be training for a race or something, but you have no idea what's going to happen on race day. So every day I have to show up for this book. Right now, I feel like contractions have started. I said this to multiple people. They're like, tell me about the book. Tell me about it. And I'm like, there's not really much to tell you right now. Right now, I feel like contractions have started, and like, I want an epidural so bad, but at the same time, I'm committed to having a home birth, and there's no epidural in sight. So I want the pain to go away ASAP. There's nothing wrong with wanting the pain to go away. By the way, for people who have had epidurals, there's nothing wrong about that. I'm just trying to give you a metaphor. So what I'm saying is this pain, this discomfort, this power struggle of like, oh, it hurts, it's uncomfortable. it's so easy at the same time because I can just lean into it, lean into the discomfort, lean into, okay, cool. Wow. Observing the resistance that's around me and going, I just need to write a few hundred words a day. That's it. The words don't even need to make sense. I don't need to know what's coming out of me. I just need to show up for what is waiting for me. I don't need to know. I just need to show up. And that's so important. I'm going to tell you another quick story. So this book idea, before I tell you the other story, it's coming. It's coming, guys. You know, I think I'm going to be like an elephant and, you know, be holding this baby for 2 years. I have no idea. I'm hoping I could just be like a little rabbit and push it out and, you know, fuck like rabbits every 30 days and have all these babies. But it's going to take me a little bit longer, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with whatever animal I turn out to be at the end of this. If I'm a rhinoceros, somehow I got into conception and how long it takes for babies to be born. All I know is I'm not going to try to be a rabbit. I'm not going to try to be a rhinoceros or an elephant and hold this baby in for as long as possible. I'm just going to show up. I'm going to show up to the page. I'm going to take one little concept a day and I'm going to write. And I'm going to resist it, but I'm going to feel the resistance, and I'm going to do it anyways. I'm going to fall off the wagon. I'll get back up. I'm going to be angry. I'm going to be sad. I'm going to be so excited, and I'm going to be extremely joyful, and I'm just going to show up every day. No judgment. Just keep showing up. Just keep showing up. That's it. That's all you got to do. Just remember that. You don't need to know what the title is going to be. You don't need to know what your business is going to look like. You don't need to know the plan. You can have a loose outline, a loose understanding, but just understand the more you show up, the more it's going to come out. Thank you guys so much for listening and ranting and raving with me. I have a few awesome things coming up. Lots of transition in the works for Mom is in Control. If you are listening to this before July 31st, applications are still open for the summer session of the next round of the Mom is in Control Mastermind. Head on over to momisincontrol.com/MIIC. That is the page. It's going to talk all about the program, price point, everything. This should scare you. You are being stretched, but you are also being called to show up. Talk soon.
happen. Anything could 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 happen.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/lifequiz. It takes you 2 minutes, and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz.